Rich Inner Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacari, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love. Episode, I talk about a very real healing experience that I personally went through a few weeks ago. And I want to just give a warning, trigger warning about suicide. I do talk about it in here, and in particular, suicide in children. So just warning here that that's what, like, part of this episode. And I hope that you do listen. It is a really good example of an adult who is going through healing and how repressed memories come up and working through repressed memories and just the way that a more advanced way of healing yourself and looks like, what that actually internally feels like, and the internal dialogue that you have with yourself and the way that you feel in your body. I just give a very real and raw example of what I went through.
For the past few weeks, I've been feeling this low level of anxiety and frustration that in moments on certain days would kind of spike and increase, and I'd have to deal with it in the moment. And my coach a couple weeks ago had picked up on this thing going on with me where I was unconsciously avoiding opening up a Pandora's box. And it was kind of like you're right, I know. And that explains a little bit about this, you know, anxiety and frustration I'm feeling that I can't really pin it on anything. And at the same time, while all of that was happening, I had been going through, like, just, you know, relapses in my disordered eating. And it was hard again for me to have an appetite and to eat enough in the day. And so I knew that something was going on here. And what ended up coming up, it kind of had to ramp itself up, and I almost had to get down to this space of hitting a bottom. So yesterday when this situation happened, I had only eaten like this soup, and the soup was like 240 calories. And that's the only thing I ate all day until 7 p.m. And I'm like, I'm in it right now. Like, what is going on? What is going on? And I pray, and I'm like, God, please show me what I'm avoiding. Please show me. I don't know why is all of this happening? What is the lesson here? What can I be made aware of and then work through and heal? So last night, I'm finally home after a very long day, sitting on the couch watching Designated Survivor on Netflix. And there's this scene that happened where one of the characters had accidentally killed this very important woman in the show. And the woman's white husband comes in to this room with the person who killed his wife accidentally. And he's just so directly shaming this man for his mistake, saying that for the rest of his life, he hopes that he remembers what he took from him. And in that moment, I started to feel this shame. Like, I felt the shame that he was feeling in this movie. I felt the shame in my body. It started right under my neck and went down to my entire body, mainly on my core, like my chest and my abdomen. But it was like a burning feeling and just so painful. It was so painful. And there was a split second where I could either choose to continue feeling in order to process through and release the emotion. Or I could have just zoned back into the movie and been like, you know, this is just a movie, like, let it go, don't go there. And there was this clear moment where I got to choose. So I chose to lean into the emotion. And I'm watching it with Ryan. And so I just say to him, I'm like, hey, something's going on with me right now. Can we pause this? And can you help me work through this? And so from there, I just started describing what I was feeling. I was like, you know, the way that he must have been feeling in this moment, I feel as if I can feel it in my body. And I have felt that. I have felt this very, very deep, dark shame. And so I started sharing just the situations that happened when I was a kid where I felt like I was so worthless. And I felt like there wasn't any reason for me to continue to live. And all of a sudden, this memory flashed into my mind, and I was probably about 10 or 11, and I'm in the tub, and I'm so mad at myself for just some stupid shit I probably did, or I didn't do something good enough, and I'm mad at myself because of it, and probably got in trouble, probably got grounded for a couple of weeks, and I have to write 500 lines about how I'll be better and I won't do this again. So I'm just probably really mad at myself. But what I really remember last night was just laying in the tub and thinking, I don't want to be here anymore. And in that moment, I tried to drown myself. And it didn't work. And I was really disappointed that it didn't work. And from then I laid in the tub and was like, okay, how can I do this? What can I do to make it actually work next time? And it was the first time I had remembered that I have attempted to commit suicide before. And I was only 10 or 11. And so last night I was just feeling all of the emotion of that. And I keep coming up to these points where Sarah, lean in and feel this, feel it, feel all of this deep pain and let it, like, feel it in order to release it, in order to let it go. And I kept coming to these points where it was like, you can either feel it or you can stop. You can feel it or you can stop. And I kept choosing, let's keep feeling, let's keep feeling, let's keep feeling, let's keep going deeper so that I can finally release and be okay now in the present moment, because all of these emotions have been stored in my body, and the anxiety and the frustration that I had been feeling for the past couple weeks was me knowing that this moment was going to arise, and me knowing that I have to lean in even when it's going to be so uncomfortable and I'm going to feel so scared and just feeling that shame. Like, if anyone has felt shame before, I know we all have in some way, but it's such a gut-wrenching, awful feeling. So to go there willingly is so, like, who would do that, right? And I just got to say that once I did that and I really leaned into the emotion, and I had these internal voices going on of, like, it's okay, you're safe, you can go here, you're safe, just keep leaning in, lean in, feel it to heal it. It's like these affirmations just came online and helped me work through this pain that has been stored in my body, in this suppressed memory that I've never told anyone ever before in my life. And not only that, I didn't remember that that had happened to me. And so through sharing with Ryan and through sharing the way that I was feeling and actually leaning in and having him hold me and having him be there to support me through this release was so incredibly healing. And I woke up this morning with a few other older memories popped up, and I'm just realizing a lot about the way that I felt internally and the thought processes I would go through in order to stop feeling the way that I was feeling. And there's just a lot of resurfacing happening for me right now. And I don't really know where, you know, this is all going to lead me, but I just really wanted to share that experience because I've had probably three major episodes like that this year. And each time I was the one in control of, do I want to lean in and feel this emotion or do I want to just keep going on with my life? And so I had to, in every single instance, I had to coach myself through leaning in and allow myself to be there and support myself through it. One of those three times, Ryan was not there. I was alone, and I was able to really lean in even then. And I think it has a lot to do with me building this relationship with myself and really showing myself that I have my own back and that I am safe and I am going to take care of that scared and traumatized little girl inside. And through nurturing her and nurturing myself in my day-to-day through my healthy habits, I'm able to create this relationship where she is able to share with me the way that she's feeling. And if you're just now starting this journey of doing the inner child work and of feeling all of these emotions that you've had buried, I just want to share that you will always have a choice. You'll have a choice of, do you want to go here right now or do you not want to? And if you don't want to go there, that's okay. And your time to go there will come. So don't, if you can't lean in, if you do not have the support of a partner or of someone very close to you who can support you like Ryan did two of the three times, that it's okay. And if you don't feel comfortable and confident enough in your own relationship with yourself, that's okay. But it will come. It comes with time. And this has been years in the making for me to be able to even allow myself to go to these spaces. So when I share this journey, it's like I'm talking 5+ years of preparing myself for being able to go deep on my own without someone facilitating that healing for me. So this is actually something that I work through with women, is helping them, supporting them, and opening up these emotional boxes that we've compartmentalized within our body that are still there, that are waiting to just be opened and released. And so once you release it, it's like it collapses and it's gone. I facilitate the opening of the boxes and the moving through the emotions. And so to do the work on your own is a pretty advanced healing thing to do. But I just want you to be aware that this is the way that it's worked for me. This is not to say that this is how it is for every single person, because I've never even talked to anyone who has coached themselves through this. So if you're listening and you're someone who has done this for yourself, please, please, please reach out to me. I genuinely want to hear about your experience and be able to just figure out, like, what, you know, what do other people go through and what are the commonalities and how can we really get it out there that you can do so much healing on your own and you can really take your power and, like, you can use your power to unlock more power. Because the more that we're integrated and the more that we open all of the boxes that are compartmentalized and stuffed full of stuff that we don't want to look at, the more that we can open it up and love it and integrate it into who we are, the more power we have and the more light and healing that we can give the world. So if this is resonating with you, and if you've had this experience, or if you have questions about this, please reach out to me. Sending you all so much love.